Renaissance man Steve Martin is known as an actor, comedian, writer, and musician. He's a banjo player. Now he's trying his hand at a new craft in Boston. He's the curator of a new exhibition at the Museum of Fine Arts. WBUR's Andrea Shea checked out the show and talked to Martin about how it came about.
So there's Steve Martin, the comedian and regular on Saturday Night Live.
We are two wild and crazy guys.
And Steve Martin, the movie star in films like
The Jerk.
It was never easy for me.
Also, Steve Martin, the accomplished banjo picker.
All right, I'll kick this one off. It's called The Crow. Here we go.
Now there's Steve Martin, the curator.
I'm not really a curator, but I happen to know and love this artist, Lauren Harris.
Martin is billed as a curator, though, for a new show about Canadian modernist painter Lauren Harris. He admits he surprised himself when the word yes came out of his mouth after being invited to organize a first-of-its-kind U.S. exhibition. It's a collaboration between the Hammer Museum in L.A., the Art Gallery of Ontario, and the MFA Boston.
You know, there's a certain claim of dilettantism when you go into an area that you're a newbie at. But I did feel a real affinity with the artist and felt like my name might do some good. Here's an artist who painted in the 19-teens, 20s, 30s, on through to the 70s, but is unknown in America.
That's tragic, Martin says, and he's happy to use his celebrity face, as he calls it, to champion this overlooked artist in the exhibition titled The Idea of North, The Paintings of Lauren Harris. While Martin is modest and grateful for help from two co-curators, he does have art world cred, 50 years of experience as a collector, scholar, and fan. In his exhibition catalog essay, Martin sheepishly uses one word to describe the effect Harris channels in his crisp paintings of austere Canadian landscapes. That word is awesome.
I had to apologize for using the word, saying that the word has been so debased that it doesn't have any meaning anymore, but I was trying to revive it because you feel that Harris was struck with awe at these fantastic mountains, the Rockies, the Arctic, Lake Superior, and he translated that into the paintings.
The exhibition's title, The Idea of North, actually comes from another Canadian artist's attempt at capturing the sense of awe and beautiful isolation one can find in remote places. Celebrated pianist Glenn Gould ventured from his main art form into broadcasting with his 1960s experimental audio series of the same name. Martin is drawn to the stark spiritual moodiness in Harris's work. He connects to the artist's country, too. Many of Martin's fellow comedians are Canadian exports, including Martin Short, Eugene Levy, and John Candy.
I've had a long relationship with Canada through work, and I've been going up there since I was 22. Harris is the sort of founding member of a Canadian group called the Group of Seven. Harris, to me, emerged as one of the finest painters of the group.
Martin says while Harris is lost on most Americans, he's beloved in Canada, the way Georgia O'Keeffe and Edward Hopper are in this country. He and MFA director Matthew Teitelbaum, who's Canadian, want to change that.
In Canada, he's a national figure. He's the kind of artist whose work is reproduced on postage stamps. You know, there are silkscreen prints in school classrooms. You know, he's an icon.
Teitelbaum says Harris's work hasn't crossed the border much, even though the artist lived in the U.S. and had exhibitions here in the 1920s and 30s. Before coming to the MFA, Teitelbaum was director at the Art Gallery of Ontario. That's where he first got behind Steve Martin's exhibition. Teitelbaum helped Martin connect with other Canadian museums so he could borrow their Harris paintings. He was impressed with the first-time curator's decisiveness and says Martin was also determined to see every painting in person rather than rely on reproductions or recommendations.
Even if it meant that he had to stop in Saskatoon on a cross-Canada flight in order to stop the plane, go take a look at a painting, and get back on the plane. And he did that over and over again.
Size matters. The way they react to light matters. I mean, a picture could be very bright in a illustration and be very dark in person. And it may be an asset. You don't know. You just have to see it.
Martin gathered more than 30 iconic landscapes Harris painted between 1922 and 1935. At the MFA, they're hung with a selection of works from the museum's collection by American painters. While Matthew Teitelbaum knows Martin is largely known as a funny man,
about art, he is largely very serious.
But Martin's signature dry humor comes through in the exhibition catalog.
This is the opening to my essay. In the early 1920s, since the mountains had yet to come to anybody, Lauren Harris went to the mountains.
When asked if comedy and curating have anything in common, Martin replies,
"Not a thing."
Curating a show about one of his favorite artists, Martin says, has been one of the most rewarding experiences in his life. For 90.9 WBUR and The Artery, I'm Andrea Shea.